The first song is If Offered a Choice. I feel this is the one most likely to ever be sung by anyone else besides me and my freelancer. This is the Jordan Grigg Brass Band arrangement of a song which wonders what would happen if you could choose who you were going to be reincarnated with.
Reincarnation, I'd be surprised if we're offered choices about other lives. Where we end up, not ours to say, when time comes for another day. If you're offered a choice, please pick me again. Forces cosmic, karmic, vast, but in case you're ever asked, I'd be pleased no end if you chose to dance with me again. And so I hope that you will do the very thing that I plan to. Raise your voice if offered a choice. If you're offered a choice, please pick me again. Again, I would dearly love to see just how nice that it'd be. Another turn on the wheel for you and me. Probably amazing again. If you're offered a choice, please pick me again. If you're offered a choice, please pick me again.
The next song is called All the Laughter, All the Tears. I only put tears in the title because it worked in terms of the rhymes. I don't think I've had that many tears in 43 years of marriage. This is the Jordan Grigg Big Band arrangement of All the Laughter.
All the laughter, all those tears, all the fun for all those years, all the others I caressed, good for 18 months at best. I just knew the day we met, we were good for years, and yet it never even crossed my mind. Decades of love would soon be mine. All the laughter, all those tears, all the fun for all those years. I got your best, you got mine. Our love has met the test of time. If we'd both had our druthers, we both could have married others. Was it fate or just kismet? Left us single till we met. I don't know for sure, you see, but I'm for you and you're for me. All the laughter, all those tears, all the fun for all those years. I think our story's just begun. I look ahead, I see more fun. I see laughter most of all. I see tears will seldom fall. We'll be together till the end. Our love is strong, it will not end. It's only after death we'll part. Until then, you own my heart. All the laughter, all those tears, all the fun. fun for all those there.
Now we're going to go a little bit country with You're the Only Woman Man Enough to Bask in My Love. I got to thinking, what distinguishes my relationship with my wife from all my previous girlfriends? And the answer was, they weren't very good at accepting love, whereas my wife was great at it. So here's the Jordan Grigg big band arrangement of You're the Only Woman Man Enough to Bask in My Love.
I had so much true love to give. I think it was for that I lived. I had just better let it flow. Seems it scared some when it showed. You're the only woman man enough to bask in my love. It's true, I was just born that way. Love flows from me night and day. I thought girls would be so impressed, and yet some felt me too obsessed. When I was young, sentimental, love for me was instrumental. My love for all was reflected. That was what I then expected. You're the only woman man enough to bask in my love. Some lovers, that's when I found that some others, some girls, they just cannot take it. When love follows, they cannot fake it. I found one girl, push come to shove, who didn't run when shown my love. Turns out it was easy to do. Guess what? That girl was you.
You're the only woman in the night. Bask in my love. You're the only woman man enough to bask in my love. You're the only woman man enough to bask in my love.
The first of these love songs that I wrote was called You Hold My Heart on a Silver Plate. And I wrote it because I realized that's exactly what my wife had done for 43 years. So here's the Jordan Grigg big band arrangement of You Hold My Heart.
It was 40 years ago, you see, when I found out amazingly her I picked out for my mate. Put my heart on a silver plate. Cared for mine just like her own. Never abused, just held on loan. Never tried to give it back. Never caused a break or a crack. You put my heart on a silver plate. Cared for mine just like your own. Never abused, just held on loan. Still she holds it to this day. So I would just like to say, honesty, fidelity, gifts you freely gave to me that I hadn't had before from the others I'd adore. It's amazing, can't you see, what your gifts have meant to me. No one ever forced you to. They're just things you chose to do. I find it hard to just obey when you say what I can't say. How saintly you appear to me. I'm not a saint, I hear your plea. So saint's a word I must not use, and yet I fear I must refuse. Instead I praise you to the skies for love you give in any guise. You put my heart on a silver plate, cared for mine just like your own. Never abused, just held alone. High in kiss and dulcet tone, all are meant for me alone. I'm so grateful, don't you know, for the ways these gifts have flown. You put my heart on a silver plate, cared for mine just like your own. Never abused, just held alone.
There are two novelty songs on this album. One of them is 6 Foot Woo, which is to the tune of the song from the 1920s. 5 Foot Two, Eyes of Blue. My accompanist is a talented piano player named Nathan Joseph, as I sing the parody of 5 Foot Two, which is 6 Foot Woo.
6 Foot Woo, Eyes of Blue, 42 years spent with you. I love it when I see my gal. Sweet and kind, knows her mind, only had one other beau. I love it when I see my gal. Now if you run into a 6 footer who, down at the mouth, doesn't know things, has no ring, betcha life it isn't her. But could she love, could she woo, could she coo, you bet much more than others do.
Next up is First Lie, Last Lie, which is arranged by the No Name Quintet. It's a pretty good song, and it has the added charm of being true. It's about my wife's first date with me, when she told me the truth, and I lied. Now, there's one lyric that needs explanation, and I know if you have to explain the lyric, it's probably not very good, but there was an in-family joke about the B of A building in San Francisco where I used to work. We were instructed to tell people that at the top of the building, the irregular setbacks were reminiscent of the craggy peaks of the Sierra Nevada. And believe it or not, you will hear it in this song about my first date with my wife.
The Hung Far Low Chinese restaurant, perched on Grand Street overlooking the building, whose irregular setbacks are reminiscent of the craggy peaks of the Sierra Nevada. Its name is a humiliating pun, intended to attract round-eyed patrons. Sadly, it works. I take a last look at the red and green mobile Christmas card with Vicky's number on it in looping cursive. Then I call the number, she answers. I say, come to lunch. She says, yes. She thinks, yes. We're dressed for work. We're surrounded by tourists seeking simple pleasure. No one else can see the flickering flame of two burning questions emanating from the table by the window. We both had rules. We both had. Still alive and still married to your mom? She says yes, honestly. She
he says, I don't date men on the rebound. Are you on the rebound? I say no. Dishonestly, it's my first lie, also the last lie I will ever tell her.
If you're like me, and I hope for heaven's sake that mostly you're not, you probably say, I love you, to your loved one first thing in the morning. After a while, it seemed to me, that's so repetitive. So some mornings I say, je t'aime. Some mornings I say, ich liebe dich. But thinking about that got me to thinking, gosh, if there were only more ways to say I love you. And that became a song, arranged for me by Jordan Grigg in the big band format. Here is Words of Love.
It's really hard to find new ways to say I love you every day. Same words on a daily basis seem to mean not love but stasis. English words I do adore, but I wish they offered more ways in which I could express the love I feel, I must confess. Yes, I find it really tough coming up with words enough. I could say je t'aime, but gee, would I pronounce it painfully? Te quiero is the Spanish phrase, but would it set your heart ablaze? Would I win your love medallion with Ti amo in Italian? If I said jag älskar dig in Swedish, would you zag or zig? Yes, I find it really tough coming up with words enough. Ich liebe dich are words I know I could pronounce, but even so, these words in German said with zeal are not soft but hard as steel. If I just had my way, I'd invent new words to say, something novel that would show the love I feel I must bestow. Yes, I find it really tough coming up with words enough.
Track 8 is called Wounded Bird, and I think of it as an apology song. Frankly, I was pretty messed up by my last pre-marriage relationship. Unbeknownst to me, so much so that it was a little bit of a drag on an otherwise wonderful marriage. So I wrote this song, and the No Name Quintet came up with the music behind it, and I hope you enjoy Wounded Bird.
Would she resent the 4 decades of nursing a wounded bird? Admittedly, a small wound. He could still fly, just not as high as before. And a corner of his heart was missing. Men need more emotional support than women, she told herself. The wounded bird voluntarily, freely, and unconditionally, as well as unknowingly. She did not resent it when she found out the bird was damaged goods. She knew the bird was wounded. The first day she picked it up, all the wounds she did not know, their nature, their depth, the fact they were being repressed, or how long they would take to heal.
"You affect me as no one else can" has the added charm of being true. Never have I felt about anyone the way I feel about my wife. I should register the fact that she has one objection to this song. There's a lyric in it, "Outdoors hearing birdie trills," which is that way so it'll rhyme. And my wife says, "Really?" But I'm proud of it. And when Jordan Grigg said it to his big band arrangement, he said, "I think it's cute." Here is "You Affect Me."
I wish I had the words to say how you affect me every day. It's like nobody ever has. By yourself, you're in a class. You affect me as no one else has. It's been true since our love began. I thought I was in love before. I see now that there was more. When I was with them, things were fine. They did their thing, I did mine. Whether close or far away, every day an average day. Were they far or were they near, made no difference in my cheer. You affect me as no one else can. It's been true since our love began. They did their best, there is no doubt, but they lacked your awesome clout. Every single thing I do is better proximate to you. You affect me as no one else can. It's been true since our love began. Living with you is more fun. I'm the moon to your bright sun. Walking with you gives me thrills. Outdoors hearing birdie trills. A dog with you makes me so gay. I could do it night and day. Sleeping with you till the dawn bucks me up and turns me on. You affect me as no one else can. It's been true since our love began. In short, there's nothing that I do that isn't better done near you. You affect me as no one else has. Life with you creates possess. You affect me as no one else can. It's been true since our love began.
Finally, a song that some of you will recognize as a parody of Tom Lehrer's Vatican Rag. I entitled it "When Your Hand Is on My Knee," accompanied by my fantastic accompanist, Nathan Joseph. But I borrowed the music, and the words are entirely my own in "When Your Hand Is on My Knee."
When your hand's upon my knee, no place else I'd rather be. I saw it first as we went out, and I'm sure without a doubt, it doesn't matter where or when, your touch will thrill me once again. 2, 4, 6, 8, time to say you're really great. I know because of what you said, you think it's odd, perhaps ill-bred. You think my love is too much drama, you think it should be aimed at Amma. You think that I should love a saint, which you've said you surely ain't. 3, 5, 7, 9, time to say you're quite divine. I hear you but can't agree, what I feel I plainly see. You touch my knee or hand or thigh, you always make me heave a sigh. I fear the man to whom you're hitched can't help being so bewitched. 2, 4, 6, 8, you are an amazing mate. Please keep touching me, my dear, as that act brings you quite near. You know the ode I have written to demonstrate how deep I've knitten. Every single thing I do is better proximate to you. 2, 4, 6, 8, time to say you're really great.